The mule and the prospective buyer. A farmer who needed a sturdy new mule to help plough his fields went to market and found a mule trader who had several stout and healthy mules from which to choose. The farmer examined each mule carefully, looking at their hooves and opening their mouths to see if they had good sets of teeth. He decided upon one fine specimen of a mule and asked if he could take the mule home for a few days to see how well he ploughed in his fields. Because the price for this fine mule was a bit more precious than that of the others, the mule trader readily agreed and let the farmer give the mule a trial at his farm for a time. Mules are, of course, beasts of burden, and it is their lot in life to pull a plough through heavy fields and do the chores imposed upon them by man. But these hard-working animals also have clever minds and tricky ways that farmers must be ever mindful of. This new mule, handsome though he was, dreaded farm work and enjoyed the life of leisure he had with the mule trader, where all he had to do all day long was to look fit and in fine fettle for his owner. As soon as the new mule had been stabled, he looked around at the other mules and carefully watched their behaviour. After a time, he sidled up next to the laziest and greediest mule in the stable, who had pushed the other mules out of the way at the feeding trough and spent the rest of his time dozing and idling about. The next morning when the farmer came to test the new mule, he saw right off that he had befriended the worst mule and was behaving in the same lazy, greedy fashion. "You are going straight back to market, you lazy, good-for-nothing mule," said the farmer to the new mule, who hee-hawed in laughter under his breath at his clever deception. The mule trader was shocked when he saw the farmer returning with what he thought was his finest mule. "Why do you return this mule so quickly?" he said to the farmer. "Have you tested him already?" "Don't need to," said the farmer. "I can tell what sort of worker he will be from the companion he chose for himself." The moral of the story is, you are known by the company you keep.